An anonymous donor in honor of Sulthasara Bas Meir Halevi, quote, a wonderful woman and teacher who imbued positivity and encouraged women learning. So thank you. Also, it wanted to give a huge thank you, incredible Hakar Satok, to Michal Horowitz. The past two shirim were, you know, very enlightening and inspiring, and I can only speak for myself, but I can definitely say that the ideas and the Torah that you gave over the last two shirim were certainly enhanced my Rosh Hashanah and my Rosh Hashanah davening. So thank you very much. And I certainly look forward to this last year, and I'm sure others do as well. So thank you again for joining us and for sharing your Torah and your knowledge with us.
Baruch Hashem, thank you. I'm just going to mute you now, if that's okay. Okay, let me just make sure. Okay, good evening, everybody. Thank you for the introduction, Pamela. Welcome back to our Shir series with Kila Torah Timima. This is the last Shir in this three-part series. And I did not give a specific title, but I believe on the flyer it said related to Inyanei Diyoma. So here we are in the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. We are between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, approaching Shabbat Shuvah. And it is a time of Teshuvah and Tefillah and Tzedakah. So we will be speaking about Inyanei Diyoma. So I'm going to begin by screen sharing, and we're going to begin in the Rambam, Hilchos Teshuvah, which I prepared on my screen for you. I'm just going to move you down. Okay. So we are in the Rambam, Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. And the Rambam says, I'm just going to go straight into it. Afal pi shetkia shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeirus hakasuv. Even though the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a decree of the Torah, so the reason we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah is because the Torah commands us to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Remez yeshbo. There is still an illusion in the sound of the shofar blast. And what is the illusion or the lesson in the sound of the shofar blast? Again, we're in Hilchos Teshuvah of the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. What is the remez? What is the illusion in Tkiyah Shofar Klomar, as if the shofar is saying to us, Uru Yeshenim Mishna Sechem, you who sleep, Yeshena, Libi Yeshena, Veni Er, Kodo Dido Fake, the Ribbono Shel Olam is knocking on our door. And how could you be sleeping? Uru Yesheni Mishna Sechem. Wake up, you that slumbers from your sleep. Venir Damim Hakitsu. And you who are in a very deep slumber, wake up, rouse yourself. Mitar Deim Maschem. Wake yourselves up from your deep sleep. So if you are in a Yeshena, you should wake up. And if you are in a Tardema, like Avram Avinu by the Brisbane of Asalam, you need to wake yourselves up from this spiritual slumber that you are in. And what should you do when you wake up, when you hear the blast of the shofar? V'chapsu b'ma'aseichem. And you should investigate your ways. V'chizu b'teshuvah. And you should return in repentance to the Almighty. V'zichru barachem. You should remember God. There is a God. And we are here to serve Him. And you should remember what your purpose is in life. Elu hashochachim es ha'emes. There are those who forget the truth. Why do they forget the truth? Behavlei hazman. Because they waste their time. The havlei hazman. The nothingness of time. They pass time doing nothing. V'shogim kol shnasam behevel v'rik. They spent their whole year with hevel and rik. With nothingness and emptiness, asher lo yo'il, and all the things we spend time at the Rambam. Who's the Rambam speaking to? The Rambam speaking to all of us. All those things we spend time chasing after in society, they won't help us. V'lo yatzil, they won't save us. Pabitu l'nafsho seichem, look deep into your souls. V'heitivu darchechem, this is the message of the shofar. This is the message of the shofar. The Rosh Hashanah, blowing of the shofar, is a gezeiras hakasuv. This year we only had one day of tkiyah shofar because the first day was Shabbos. But nevertheless, there is an illusion in the shofar, and it says, you that sleeps, wake up. You that slumbers, rouse yourself. And when you wake up, what should you do? We're talking about a spiritual awakening. This is not the alarm clock that you set in the morning to get you out of bed. It's a spiritual awakening, and you should investigate your deeds, and you should return to repentance. You should remember that there's a borei olam, and there are those who forget the truth because they spend their time with nothing, and they spend their whole year with nothingness and emptiness. And the things that we spend our time with are not going to help us and are not going to save us. The only thing that will help us is Torah, mitzvahs, ma'isim tovim, tzedakah, tefillah. And pay attention, look deep in your souls. V'heitivu darchecham, repair your ways. Uma'al aleichem, your milos, your levels. V'yazov kol echar mikem darko hara. Every one of you, the Rambam sang to me, The Rambam speaking to you, Michal Aretz is not giving you Musar. The Rambam is telling us that each one of us must leave our bad ways. Umachshavto asher lo tova. You really need to leave your bad thoughts. Rav Nichtenstein has a beautiful piece in Characters and Value in the Service of God, with Rav Nichtenstein Zatzal, where he talks about the fact that teshuva, based on this Rambam, teshuva must be done also on your thoughts. It's not enough to repair your ways. Everyone must leave darko hara, your bad path, but you also have to leave your machshavos, your thoughts that are not good. Lafichach tzarich kol adam shira atzma kol shana kulo kilu chatzio zakai v'chatzio chayev. How should I view myself? Am I a tzaddik? Am I a rasha? Am I a benoni? Every person should see themselves the whole year. You are exactly half worthy, meritorious, and exactly half chayiv, guilty, culpable. V'kein kol ha'olam chetzio zakai v'chetzio chayiv. And you should see the whole world as half with his chusim, zakai, meritorious, worthy, and half liable and culpable. And therefore, if you're exactly half, you're on a tightrope. You're exactly half. That's how you should see yourself. Chata chet echad. So if you do one aveira, hare hichrias atzmo veskol om kulo lekaf chova vegarm lo hashchasa. So what did you do? You just tipped yourself and the whole world along with you to the side of chayav, chiyuv. You are now found guilty and you brought destruction, because if everyone is on a tightrope and you're exactly in the middle and everything is exactly 50%, then one aveira could tip yourself and the whole world, chas v'shalom, to the gezeira we don't want. However, asa mitzvah achas, if you do one good deed, one mitzvah, I shouldn't translate mitzvah as a good deed, if you fulfill one commandment, harei hichriya es atzmo ves kol ha'olam kulu l'kav zchus. So on the one hand, you could despair and you could say, did I just destroy the whole world? But on the other hand, you have tremendous power. If you're exactly half between chayiv and zakai, and the whole world is hanging in balance, and it's up to you. If you do one mitzvah, you tip the whole world to the side of merit, the garam lo v'lahem teshuah v'hatzala, and you bring salvation and deliverance to yourself and to the whole world. And this is how the Rambam says a person should view himself, the whole world. So every action has tremendous significance. If I do a mitzvah, I could save myself and the whole world. If I do an aveir, chas v'shalom, it's the opposite. Like the pasuk says in Mishlei, v'tzadik yisod olam, a righteous person, a tzadik is the foundation of the world. And therefore, one who is righteous tips himself on the whole world and saves himself to the side of merit. Umipnei inyan zam, because of this matter, nahagu kol beis Yisrael laharbos b'tzedaku v'maisim tovim. And therefore, the entire house of Israel has a custom during this time, minhag, nahagu, during this time, to increase our giving of charity, to increase our good deeds, v'la'asuk b'mitzvos, to involve ourselves as much as possible in mitzvos, when? May Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim. So dafka, during this time period that we are currently in, the Rambam says, because of this idea that the whole world hangs in the balance, and you, the individual, could tip the whole world to zchus, and you, the individual, could tip the whole world to chiyuv, and therefore, during this time, may Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim, yeser mikol Hashanah, more than all the rest of the year, we have a midhag on the whole house of Israel to give as much tzedakah as possible, to do as many good deeds as possible, and to involve ourselves in mitzvos, in what we call the Asaras Yimei Teshuvah, says the Rambam, may Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim, more than the rest of the year, v'nahagu kulam lakum b'layla, and everyone has a minhag to get up at night, ba'asara yamim elu, during this Asaras Yimei Teshuva, ulehit palel. So it's not enough to be marba b'tzdaka. It's not enough to increase your ma'isim tovim. It's not enough to be osek in mitzvos, but you have to daven in the base knesses with words of supplication. You should cry out to God until the morning light dawns. So this is what the Rambam says, and he begins his halacha. Again, if you just joined us, we're in the Rambam, Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid, that the Tkia Shofar is a Gezeira Sakasuv. We blow shofar because there's a divine decree brought down in the Torah HaKadosha that it is a Yom Teruah. And nevertheless, the illusion in shofar is that we must wake up. Uri Yisheni Mishnah Seichem, wake up. You're sleeping. And I've said it many times. It's possible to be asleep while you're awake. That's who the Rambam's speaking to. He's not talking about physical sleep. You make a bracha of hamapul before you sleep. You make the bracha of hamavir shenami enai al usnume me'afapai after you wake up. You need sleep. We're not talking about physical sleep. We're talking about spiritual sleep. So if you're spiritually sleeping while you're awake, when you hear that blast of the shofar, wake up from your sleep. And if you are near damim, and if you are in a deep slumber, tardema, hakitsu, rouse yourself, jump up, mita Bar de Masram, from your deep slumber. I want to go now to the focus of today's shiur, which is the Haftorah on Yom Kippur by Mincha. And I want to talk about lessons learned from Parak Aleph in Sefer Yonah. Could everyone see my screen? Okay. So Sefer Yonah Perak Aleph is read, of course, Mincha time, very, very famously, by the Haftorah. And I want to talk about lessons that we learn. So the first thing I'm just going to do is go through the pshat of the psukim with you. If somebody has a machzor next to you or a nach and you want to open up and you don't want to look on my screen, feel free. If you don't want to look on my screen and you just want to listen, also feel free. Some of the psukim, I'll read the whole Lashon HaKodesh, some I will paraphrase. So I wanted to just go through the pshat of Perak Aleph of Sefer Yonah with you. Vayihi Dvar Hashem El Yonah Ben Amitai Lemur. Not an accident, by the way, that his last name has the word MS in it, because a prophet cannot run from the truth. A prophet is chayev to speak words of MS. So the word of God was to Yonah, the son of Amitai, saying, Kum. Everyone knows the basic story. Leich el Nineveh, get up and go to Nineveh. Ha'ir ha'gadola, the great city. Koraleh, call upon Nineveh. Ki also ra'asam lefanai, because God says the bad actions, the evil ways of Nineveh have ascended before me. So Yonah doesn't like this. Vayakom no Yonah, and it doesn't say Vayakom Yonah lalachas Nineveh. Rather it says Vayakom Yonah levroch Tarshisha. Thank you very much. I don't like this. I'm running away. And he wants to run to Tarshish. Milfnei Hashem. He thinks he could run away from God. By Yerid Yafo, he went down to the port of Yafo. So even in the olden ancient times, Yafo is a port city. The port cities are very important in all times, especially in ancient times. It was the gateway to and from the country and the city. By Yimta Aniya, and he finds a ship. Ba'a Tarshisha, that's going to Tarshish, vayitain sechara, so he pays the wage, vayirid ba lavo imahem Tarshisha melifnei Hashem. And we're told again, a second time in this pasuk, that he is running away, he pays his wage, he buys a ticket, he's going to sail to Tarshish, he's fleeing from God. Vahashem heitil ruach gedola aloyam. God brings a very large storm, a wind to the sea, vayihi sa'ar gadol bayam, and there was a churning, a great storm, all of a sudden, just over Yonah's ship, and all the other ships are sailing in calm waters, and Yonah's ship that he is on is tossing and turning. And the sea thought to itself to break. Here we have the word shever, like shavarim. And it's interesting that the ship itself, if you would chant, the ship is about to break. What's going to happen? By you, Hamalachim. Why are sailors called malachim, by the way, from salt? Because they catch fish in the salty waters of the sea. I did not make that up. Mon Mefarshim brings that down. Vayu hamalachim, and the sailors are very afraid. Vayizaku ish al alohav, and each sailor starts calling out to his own god. Vayatilu esakelim asher ba'aniya alayam. We're so used to this story, but it's very dramatic. There's a huge storm, and they start to throw their possessions overboard into the sea. Lahakel meleim, they want to make the load lighter. Maybe if we lighten the load, we won't drown. And what does Yonah do? V'yonah yarad al yarkasei hasfina v'yishkav. Yonah goes down to the belly of the ship. He lays down. Oh, look what word we have here. V'yeradam. He goes into a very deep slumber. Now, of course, in the context of tonight's shiur, this word's going to be sound very familiar to you, because I emphasized in the beginning of the Rambam, Hilchos Teshuvah Perikim Halacha Dalet, that the sound of the shofar is the call to he who sleeps and he who slumbers. Yonah goes into a deep sleep. Vayikrav Elav Rav Hachova, and the captain of the ship comes over to him, Vayomerlo, and he says to him, excuse me, he knocks on his cabin door and he says, are you crazy? Really? Malachan, you're dumb. You're going to sleep. And this is one of the first messages. Not the first. We spoke about his last name being MS. We spoke about the fact that he thinks he's running away from Hashem. Not the first. But I'm just going to point out and focus on the fact that even by Mincha, the day is almost over. We started this whole Avodah on Aleph Elo, and we've been working for 40 days. And by the time you get to Mincha, the sun is on its way down, and it's almost Ne'ilah. And don't you always envision, like me, the heavenly gates closing, and you stand there, and if there's a window in your Beis Knesses, this year my Beis Knesses is going to be outside, and you see the sky change in colors. Rav Soloveitchik speaks about that sky, the sky of Yom Kippurim. And Rav Soloveitchik speaks about the holiest sky of the year, because he says that sky, that sunset, symbolizes Kapara for Knesset Yisrael. And you see the sun setting, maybe if you have windows in your base Knesset, and you see the orange and the blue and the shades and the yellow, and you imagine in your head, the gates are locking, Ne'ilah, Be'ez Ne'ilah Sha'ar. and it's mincha, and we're very close to the end of the day, and it's never too late to wake up. And even if you've been sleeping for 40 days, wake up. Malachan Yerdam, and you're still going to blow a tekiah gedola. And there's still time. Rouse yourself. You're in a storm. And I ask you this year, when you look at the world is storming like it hasn't stormed in our lifetimes. And yes, we have always suffered from personal nisyonos, and we have always carried the burden of being, of challenges that we all face in our lives. It's part of Ol Malchus Shamayim. But this year is unique. My husband said that our rabbi, Rabbi Akiva Willick of Beis Medrash Woodmere, told the men on Amud Yomi the night after, it's on Zoom, the night after Rosh Hashanah, he called his father Shlita, Rav Mordechai Willick, and he said, you know, how's Rosh Hashanah? They were tense. Rav Mordechai Willick said, I hope the Balei Tefillah did a better job this year than they did last year. A little bit of not so humorous. Black humor. In other words, last year, look what happened this year between the anti-Semitism and the Jersey City massacre and the Malava Malka in Mansi and the COVID pandemic, which I saw it again, over 1,000 from Jews were killed in the tri-state area, died of the pandemic between Purim and Pesach, never mind probably all the Jews who are not religious and all that they don't know and everybody who was affected by this, all the jobs are lost, we're in a storm. And you went to sleep? What does the Rambam say? Let's go back. Uru Yesheni Mishnaseichem, you're sleeping. You don't want to read the news. You want to live in your little bubble and you want to pretend the world is okay and there's no storm. It's fine. I'm just going to go to sleep. I'll just continue. I'll always continue. God is calling out to us and you're going to continue the way you've always lived your life. There's no wake-up call here. I don't know. I'm not a prophet. What exactly is Hashem telling me? I don't know. But the Rambam says what he's telling us. The Rambam says when there's a storm, you have to wake up. And you have to be marbe bitstaka. Think of your fellow Jew. And you have to be marbe memaisim tovim. How can each of us improve our ways? The lasuk b'mitzvahs. What mitzvah could I take upon myself that I haven't done yet in these 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim more than any other time of the year? And marbe b'tfilah ba'asara yamim elu. Don't be asleep while you're awake. Uri Yusheinim Mishnaseichem. If you have spent the whole year Shana Mishnaseichem, Shana and Shana are the same. Don't go through the Shana B'Shana. Don't go through your year asleep. And if you have been, Uru. When you're Damim and if you are in a deep slumber, Hakitsu, wake up, rouse yourself. Mi Tar De Mascham. And that's Yonah. And the Rav HaChovel, the captain of the ship, comes over to him and he says, what are you doing? It's a chaval, chovel, I just thought of that. Chaval, it's a chaval, you're sleeping? Malachan, you're done. Kulam, what's the point? What does he want from us? What is the Rav HaChovel telling all of us? Kum, get up. Kira el Elokecha. Call out to your God. Ula yis ashes elokim lanu velo nevod. Maybe your God, remember, they're all calling to their gods. He says, maybe your God will have mercy, will look upon us, will turn to us, and we won't be lost. So that's each man says to his friend, let's draw lots. We have to determine why this bad storm has befallen us. So they draw lots. And lo and behold, whose fault is this whole storm? Yonah's fault. So they say to Yonah, Hagidan Alanu, please tell us. Look how nicely they speak to him. Wake up, maybe you could pray, please get up. But na doesn't only mean please, na also means right now. Halitaini na minha adom ha adom hazeki ayev anochi and the perach of hey and Bereshis parshas told us, Esav does not say na. Esav says right now. Pour into me some of that red stuff right now. Esav doesn't come home from hunting and say, oh, I'm so tired. I see you have a nice soup. Could I please have some soup? Halitaini na min ha'adom ha'adom hazeh. Na means right now, raw, immediate. I don't have the patience to wait. How do we know? Because in Parashas Bo, Perek Yabez of the book of Shemos, one of the prohibitions of eating the Korban Pesach is al tochu mimenu na. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach na, non aleph. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Please, no. Na means you're not allowed to eat it underdone. You're not allowed to eat it undercooked. It must be totally roasted. So na is a sense of immediacy, a sense of urgency. Hagida na lanu. Tell us right now. I want it right now. Ba'asher lemi ha'ra hazos lanu. Why is this bad thing happen? Ma melachtecha, what is your work, they say to Yonah, ume ayin tavo, and from where did you come? Ma artzecha, what's your land? Ve'e miza amata, they ask him a series of questions. Please tell us, what is your profession? Where do you come from? What is your land? And what nation are you from? And Yonah says, Ivri Anochi, I'm a Hebrew. And the God of the heavens do I fear, who made the sea and the dry land. And the sailors are very afraid, a great fear. And they said, what did you do? Because the men know that he's running from Hashem. Third time we're told he's running Melifnei Hashem. He is Boreach, because he told them. So they say to him, what should we do? Ma nasalach. We want the sea to calm down. Because the storm is going and growing and it's getting bad, it's getting worse, it's getting terrible. And he says, Sa'uni, pick me up. Vahatiluni alayam, throw me into the sea. And I guarantee you, the sea will quiet down from upon you. Ki yodea ani, ki vishali hasar hagada hazalechem. I know, because of me, this great storm has come upon you. So the men don't know what to do. They work very hard to try and row back to the shore. So these are obviously kind and compassionate sailors. They seem to speak nicely. They're praying to their gods. They throw the kalim over before they throw the people over. They try and get back to the shore. But of course, because it's a storm of God, they can't get back because the sea was going and churning. They call out to God and they say, please Hashem. They're now davening to the God of gods. Hashem, Mamelch Machem Machem, Al Na Novda B'Nefesh Ha'isha Zeh. Look, they don't want to throw Yonah over. Please let us do not be responsible for the death of this person. Al Titein Aleinu Dam Naki, don't let us be responsible for spilling innocent blood, because you are Hashem. Kasher Chafatz Tosiso, what you do, what you want, will be done. Vayisu Es Yonah, they pick up Yonah. Vayitiluhu Al Hayam, they cast them into the sea, and immediately Vayamu Hayam Mizafo. Mizapo, the sea stops raging. Vayiru anashim yira gadola, they are very afraid. They fear God and they bring sacrifices to God. Vayidu nedarim, and they make vows. So I believe it was Mrs. Feiner, Rabbi Eitan Feiner's mother, who sent me the source last year. The manager says that after this incident, when the sailors come back to the shore, they actually convert. They are so taken by Hashem, the king, the ultimate Melech Malchim Lachim, that these sailors convert. So I want to talk about a few psukim with you. The first thing that we already spoke about is this idea that we cannot be asleep in our Avodas Hashem while we are awake. And if you didn't think the world was storming until this year, then certainly now nobody could deny that the world is storming. Between the political situation and the societal situation and the economic situation in society at large, and the COVID pandemic and the personal nisyonos, the reality is that we cannot go down to the belly of the ship and go to sleep, and we cannot ignore the storm. And we have to hear that in the Kol HaShofar. We have to wake up. We have to allow those blasts to pierce our soul, to rouse ourselves out of our slumber. So I'm going to go to Sefaria because I can share sources here. This is the same Sefer Yonah that we were looking at. So this is Pasuk Tes. Vayomer Aleim, Yonah says, Ivri Anochi, I am a Hebrew. Vas Hashem Elokei HaShemayim Ani Yareh. The God of the heavens do I fear, who made the heavens and the earth. So I want to share with you Metzudas David. So Metzudas David says, Ivri Anochi. Yonah answers and he says, I am a Hebrew. Ka'omer, Ein Lecham Lishol Kol HaShe'elos Halalu. You don't need to interrogate me. You already asked me in Pasuk Chas, tell us why this bad thing has befallen us. What is your work? Where did you come from? What's your land? Who's your nation? Yonah says, calm down. Ein Lecham Lishol, says in Metzudas David, Kol HaShe'elos Halalu. You don't need to ask me so many questions. Ki lo chatasi leben Adam. I have not sinned against a man, against a person. You don't have to worry about what land I came from and what's my business. Did I cheat someone in business? Am I fleeing as a fugitive from this certain land? You don't have to worry. I have not sinned against a person. V'lachein al HaShe'elos Shasha'altem Ba'achrona. And therefore, the last question you asked me, Ve'e Miza Amata, what nation are you from? About this, Yonah answered. He didn't say what is his profession. He didn't say where he's coming from. He doesn't say what land. He just says, you ask me what nation I'm from, I'm going to tell you. In regard to your last question, the Amiza Ata, Alzehi Shiv Ivri Anochi. He answered, I am a Hebrew. Well, the toast was Bior, and for clarification, he added the S, Hashem Elokei HaShemayim, Ani Yarei. So really, his answer is encapsulated in Ivri Anochi. He added, and Hashem, the God of the heavens, do I fear, for some clarification. Uletosvos biur. To add some clarification, he said, I fear the Almighty, the ki'ilu yagid bezesh elav chata. And what he's really saying in his answer is, I sinned against Ribon Sha'ol. I sinned against him. So when you ask me what is my work, and where am I coming from, and what is my land, and what is my nation, I just have to tell you one thing. I am a Hebrew and I fear God. And right away they will understand that he is running from the Ribon Sha'ol. This isn't a quarrel bein Adam l'chaveru. I didn't sin in business. I wasn't dishonest. I didn't cheat my partner. I'm running away from Hashem. She'elav chata. I sinned against him. One second, please. So interesting that he says he fears Hashem when he's actually attempting to run from him. That's true. That's true. On the one hand, he's running from God. On the other hand, he says he fears Ribbono Shel. That's a very nice point. So what could we say about that? He was a Navi. And ultimately, perhaps, I don't know, it's a good point. A person, Eved Hashem really knows that even if we try and run away from Hashem, you know that you really can't. I don't know if it's a sufficient answer. It's an interesting nakuda and good question. But I think the reality is that sin in all of us is really, in a sense, trying to run away from Hashem. Does it mean we're not Yirei Shamayim? It means we're weak at that particular moment. But the reality is that we too fear the Ribbono Shel Olam, even while we try and run away from him. There are times when we try and run from God, even though we're God-fearing. It's a nice point. Asher asa es hayam ves hayabasha. Continuing with the Mitzudas, David on Pasuk Tes wrote, Salamar, kemosha asa es hayabasha, just like God made the dry land, Cain asa es hayam, so too he made the sea, ubechol makom mashlo yado. What Yonah is saying is, I feared God who made the sea and the dry land. Yonah acknowledges that God's dominion, his moshel, his memshallah, is everywhere. God's hand reaches everywhere. You can't flee on the land. You can't hide in the trees of the Garden of Eden after you sin. You can't buy a ticket on a passage on a ship and think you're going to get away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'ki'ilu yomer, it's as if he's saying, Hine gam bayam matza osi yad Hashem. Taka, I admit that even here in the sea, the hand of God has caught up with me. God's hand found me. God is forcing me, so to speak, to go to give the prophecy to Nineveh. And it's as if he's talking to God. I ran away for no reason. What's it going to help me? I can't really run away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. When I thought, Shepolo, Yavai Elai Dvar Hashem, I thought here on the sea, the word of God cannot reach me. And it actually came, Hashem came here too. So when he says, Ivri Anochi, what he's saying is, don't worry about all your questions. I'm a Hebrew. I fear the Ribbono Shel Olam who made the sea and the dry land. It's an admission on behalf of Yonah, according to the Mitzudas David, that he recognizes that God could catch up with him, whether he's the sea and whether he is in the dry land. The Rav Soloveitchik says that a person must be the same person in the bedroom. I just read it again on Rosh Hashanah in the Machzor Masoros of the Yom Kippur. It says a person must be the same person in the bedroom, in the office, in the boardroom, in his home, in public. The same person. Why? Because he says, he quotes the Maxim, Tehillim 16a, Shubisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid Kimini Bal Emo, where is Ribbono Shel Olam? Everywhere. And if Hashem is everywhere, I must be the same person everywhere, because God's word reaches everywhere. So how could Yonah run away? What's Yonah teaching us? We might think we're like Adam. Adam and Isha were also afraid. And they hid. And Hashem says, Ayak. And he says, oh, as kol chashamati bagan v'ira. Adam says the same thing. I heard your voice in the garden. I'm naked. I'm afraid. I'm hiding. Yonah says, you know, Taka. God made the sea and God made the dry land. And here's God. I was in Costco today. Oh, one of my children, their yeshiva is unfortunately closed. Hopefully, Be'ezrat Hashem, it will be open very soon. So I don't like to shop with a list on my phone. Some people do. If that works for you, great. I like to have a paper and a pen, and I make my shopping list, and I cross off my items. It helps me shop. I don't know what I get. What I get, I circle. What I can't get, fine. I have a system. So my pen was open because every item I put into the shopping cart, I cross off. And my son was looking at, he wanted to look at the other section. So there were these big, you know, they sell those huge plush pillows. Sometimes you see them, like these huge plush kind of teddy bears, and the pillow is very big. So he brought one over, just say, Mommy, see how soft it is. He was very helpful. He loaded up the water. He helped me load up the car. It was Baruch Hashem, very good he came. So I said yes, and my pen scratched. It was like one of those huge round pills, and it was like a turquoise blue, a very light turquoise color, reminiscent of the sea that Yonah's on. And it was maybe like a scratch smaller than my pinky. Small. It was a big pillow and a small pen mark on the pillow. So I said, oh no. So I have two choices. I could put the pillow back, pretend it wasn't me, and I never did it, and who cares? And Costco lets you return everything anyway, so even if I would buy the pillow, I could bring it back with the pen mark. I'm like, give me my money back. I could put it back. Who will see? So Rav Soloveitchik tells over the story, a famous story of Yisrael Salanter, that he was driving with a wagon driver. He was driving with a wagon driver, when the wagon driver hopped out to take some hay from the side of the road. So Rav Yisrael Salanter said, quick, he's watching. So the wagon driver quickly jumps back into the wagon. So he looks around and he sees no one. So he goes back to the hay to steal some hay from the field. So quickly, he's taking more hay. And Rav Yisrael Salanter said, he's watching. And the wagon driver comes back and he says, who's watching? Rav Yisrael Salanter said, God is always watching. So Yonah thinks, the Metzudas David says, that he could run away from Hashem. Everyone's welcome to look up this. If you're listening online, you're welcome to go look up this Metzudas David that we just went through. I quoted it on my translator. And it's an admission. Ani Yarei, Elokei HaShamayim Ani Yarei. But he's not only the Elokei HaShamayim. First, Yonah says, I thought he was only the Elokei HaShamayim. He's only up there. I'm down here. What has God to do with me in the boardroom? In the bedroom? What has God to do with me in the supermarket? What does God care what happens in Costco if there's a little bit of pen on the pillow? Who cares if I steal some hay? God's in the heavens. Rav Soloveitchik says, there was not one difference of a minute in his grandfather and his father, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim Brisker, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha, and their Shmona Esrei, if they were in public or they were private. A Jew must be the same person, because where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? Everywhere. On Mars, says the Rav, even on Mars. Rav Soloveitchik says, there's a 14th animamin, and then he says to this Talmidim, don't be nervous, not really. What's the 14th animamin? Animamin be'amuna shalema shekol ha-Torah yichola liskayim b'chol makom b'chol zman. Because if you don't believe that animamin, says the Rav, what's the point of the other 13? Quote, end quote. Animamin be'amuna shalema shekol ha-Torah yichola liskayim b'chol makom b'chol zman. I believe with perfect faith that the Torah is applicable everywhere. First, Yonah says, I'm a Hebrew and I fear the God of the heavens. Okay, Shemayim. But then as an admission that God can find him everywhere, like we explained on the Metzudas David, and I read it already and translated it, Asher Asa Es Hayom Ves Hayabasha, you know, Taka. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not only in the Shemayim. You know where God is? He's in the Yam. He's in the Yabasha. He's in the hay field. He's in Costco. If I got some pen on that pillow. So Baruch Hashem was only $9.99. So I thought, if I have to buy it, I'm going to buy it. So I took it in my hand. I left the Metzudas David by mistake. I took it in my hand. First of all, not only is the Ribbono Shel Olam watching, but also my son is there. So it's a lesson in chinuch for my 14-year-old. Can I know? What's mommy going to do? But the pillow that she just marked up. So it was Hashem was good to me, because there were four, like, employees a few minutes later walking, and I could see that they had senior positions, and one of them said assistant general manager. So I said to him, I'm so sorry. I was shopping with my pen. And I got pen on this pillow. I showed it to him. I said, do you want me to buy it? He was very nice. He said, no, you don't need to buy it. And he took it. But a person has to know that where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? He's not only in the Shemayim. That's where you fear. God is in the heavens. God made the Yam and God made the Yabasha. And we have to have this recognition and this reality that the Ribbono Shel Olam is everywhere. So how could you be sleeping? How could you go to the belly of the ship and you sleep? Where will Hashem find you? Everywhere he'll find you. God's memshal is everywhere. And it's as if Yonah is saying, Hine gam bayam matzausi. Look at this. God found me in the sea. Yad Hashem found me here. And he is forcing me to go give that nevuah to Nineveh. And it's as if he's speaking klapei mala. I ran away for no reason. I thought that the word of God will not reach me here. And that is talk or not the reality. So first of all, we began with the Rambam, and we saw the Pasuk in Yoda, and if a person is sleeping, it's time to wake up. And even if you're sleeping, Ramosh Chodesh Eloh, through Mincha of Yom Kippurim, it's not too late. You could still wake up. And the Rav Chovel calls to Yonah, it's a chaval. The Rav Chovel says, it's a play on words. I'm making it into a play on words. It's a chaval that you're sleeping. Wake up. Why are you asleep? And Yonah wakes up. Or we have to wake up. And where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? Everywhere. Everywhere that I am, that's where God is. Person must be consistent. His behavior must be the same, says Rav. Private, public, bedroom, boardroom, office, kitchen, wherever you are, that's where God is. I want to share with you a beautiful vart. Continuing with this pasuk, I think it's just easier here. They ask him a whole series of questions. Vayomu Elav. And they say to him, Hagidon Alanu, please tell us. We offered a different pshat for Na, based on the Karban Pesach, based on Esav HaRasha. Na also means right now, give it to me quickly. Hagidon Alanu, it's an emergency. Raw, I don't care if it's not fully cooked, your answer, just tell me. But Asher Lemi Hara Hazos Lanu, Yonah's a prophet. Do you know why this bad thing has befallen us? What is your work? Ma Malachtecha. Ume ayin tavo, and from where did you come from? Ma artzacha, what is your land? Ve emiza am atam, from what nation are you? Four questions. What is your work? Where did you come from? What is your land? What nation are you? And Yonah answers. He doesn't say what his work is. He doesn't say what land he came from. He doesn't say what nation he's from. I'm sorry, he doesn't say what's his work. He doesn't say where he's coming from. He doesn't answer about his nationality. And he doesn't even say what nation he's from. He says, Ivri Anochi. So that's not what's your profession. That's not where you're coming from. That's not what's the land of your heritage. And that's not what nation are you from. I'm a Hebrew. And the God of the heavens do I fear, who made the sea and the dry land. And we already explained it with a Musar Haska from the Mitzudas David. But I want to share a beautiful var that I came across this year. Oh, 1 second. Sorry, two comments. 1 second. I think that's true. I think we're in denial. What do you mean denial? Denial of where we are in life, or denial of the world around us, or denial of what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us? Adam was in denial. The first sin, precipitated by Adam HaRishon, which by the way took place on Rosh Hashanah. Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah and he sinned on Rosh Hashanah. Adam was truly in denial. Did you do it? I didn't do it. She did it. You did it. Hashem says to Isha, did you do it? She says, the snake did it. They're really in denial. That's a prototype of the first sin. So we deny any involvement in the first sin. I want to go back to this beautiful Nakuda that they ask Yonah, what is your work? What is your land? Where are you from? And what's your nation? When Yonah says, Ivri Anochi, I am a Hebrew, that's okay, Ashamayim, and Yare, Asher Asa Hayam, Vahaya Basha. So I'm going to quote from a sefer that I'm currently reading called Honor Them, Revere Them. Okay? Somebody gifted it to me. My thanks to Rachel Solomon. It's by Rabbi Shimon Finkelman and Rabbi Zachariah Wallace, seen on Kibbutz Ava'im. So unfortunately, it's a little hard to do Kibbutz Ava'im during the corona pandemic. I mean, you could call Baruch Hashem your parents. When you live in one country and they live in another country and you can't be together, it's unfortunate. So maybe I need chizuk in this mitzvah. Hashem should be zocha to allow me to do the mitzvah again in person. So I know it sounds like a funny source, but a few weeks ago, this year series was already planned, and I knew this was during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Said it would be in Yanei Dioma. So things are on my mind in terms of shir preparation and in terms of ha'aros and in Yanei Dioma. So I want to quote from this book. It's on Kibbutz Ava'im, but he's going to tie it into Yonah, and it's a beautiful insight. So just bear with me, okay? Seder HaDoros relates. It was revealed, I'm quoting from the Sefer. If you have it for your reference, I'm on page 38. It was revealed to Rabbi Yeshua ben Elam in a dream. Rejoice in your heart. Rabbi Yeshua ben Elam was told, rejoice in your heart. For you and Nanas the butcher will reside near each other in Gan Eden. Your portion, Rabbi Yeshua, is like the portion of the butcher, Nanas. When Yeshua awoke, he said to himself, woe to me! to the day, from the day of my birth, I've been preoccupied with awe, Yerushalayim. I have toiled in Torah. I didn't walk 4 amos without tzitzis and tefillin. I had 80 talmidim. I'm going to be in Gan Eden with a butcher. My actions are equal to the butcher, the town shochet. He's doing a mitzvah, but he's an ignoramus. He sent word to his talmidim, and he said, I will not enter the Beis Medrash until I meet Nanas, the butcher. I want to see who this man is. What are his activities? He's going to be my companion in Gan Eden. His talmidim wasted no time walking from city to city until they found Nanas, the butcher. Rabbi Yeshua entered the city and he said, where Nanas lived, and he said, where's Nanas the butcher? So the people of the town said, why do you seek Nanas the butcher? You're a tzaddik, you're pious. You ask about a butcher? So Rabbi Yeshua said, what does he busy himself with? They replied, our master, don't inquire about him till you meet him. They sent a message to Nanas. Rabbi Yeshua ben Elim wants to meet you. Nanas replied, who am I? Rabbi Yeshua is inquiring about me? They said, come with us. Nanas thought they were lying, and he said, I will not go with you. You are playing games with me. They went to Rabbi Yeshua ben Elim, and they said, you are the light of Israel, the light of our faces, the crown of our heads. He does not want to accompany us. Rabbi Yeshua responded, I will not rest until I meet him. Rabbi Yeshua went to Nanas, who fell before his feet, who said, what has happened today? The crown of our heads has come to his servant. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua ben Elim came to me, Nanas, the shochet. Rabbi Yeshua says, I must ask you, what are your deeds and what is your occupation? Ma'ama asecha u'ma'amalachtecha. Ma'amalachtecha. Very similar to the question that the sailors asked Yonah on the ship. So Nana said, I am a butcher. I have an elderly father and mother who are not able to care for themselves. Every day I dress them, feed them, bathe them with my own hands. Rabbi Yeshua stood up and kissed Nanas the butcher, and he said, my son, praiseworthy are you, and praiseworthy is your lot. Praiseworthy is my lot, that I will merit to be with you in the Garden of Eden. So on the next page, on the next lesson a day, Rav Shimon Finkelman and Rabbi Zacharia Wallerstein continue and help us understand what was so great about Nanas. And it's not only what you think. It's not only the kibud of aim that he merited to have a portion with Rabbi Yeshua ben Elim in the Olam HaEmes. Listen carefully. In recounting the story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Elim and Nanas the butcher, Rabbi Yaakov Zev Smith teaches, when Rabbi Yeshua ben Elim met Nanas, he said, Mama asecha umamalach techa. What are your actions and what is your work? From his dream, Rabbi Yeshua knew there's something very special about this butcher. And Nanas replied, I care for my elderly parents. Nanas said, I have an elderly father and mother. They can't care for themselves. I dress them, I feed them, I bathe them. But Nanas was only doing what Chazal say a person must do to fulfill kibud av aim. What was so special? He was fulfilling the mitzvah of kibud av aim, that he was zocha to a portion in Gan Eden with Rabbi Yeshua ben Elim. It can be explained by Nanas' answer to Rabbi Yeshua ben Elim's four-word question, Ma ma'asecha u'ma malachtecha. Ma ma'asecha u'ma malachtecha. If somebody asked you this question, what is your work and what are your deeds? Not in that order. Ma ma'asecha, what are your deeds? U'ma malachtecha, what is your work? You would probably answer and tell them what you do. I am a teacher, I'm a physical therapist, I'm an audiologist, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a school secretary, I'm a seamstress. You would tell them your work. I'm an architect, I'm a lawyer, did I say that already? I'm a physician's assistant. I have a dry goods store, I'm an accountant, I learn in Kola. You'll tell them what you do. Nanas, what made him so great was his devotion to mitzvos. He defined himself by Asiyas HaMitzvah. He defined himself as being an Eved Hashem. And then the authors of this Sefer write, listen, in Sefer Yonah, the sailors confronted Yonah HaNavi as the ship tossed and turned in the stormy sea. And they said, Ma Malach Techa, what is your work? From what land do you come from? Who is your people? And Yonah said, Ivri Anochi. Yonah's occupation was serving Hashem. Yes, I know he was running away, but at that moment, like we saw the Metzudas David said, he understood that God is everywhere. Yonah defined himself as an occupation of serving Hashem. That was the focus of his life. Nanas the butcher replied, in essence, saying, I'm a servant of God. I'm a person who completes the mitzvos. His answer was devoted to what he viewed as his primary occupation. I have an elderly father. I have an elderly mother. I dress them. As if to say, my occupation is being a servant of God. This is what his thoughts were. This is what he focused on day and night. And when Yonah ignores, so to speak, he's not ignoring. He answers their questions. What is your work? What is your land? Where do you come from? Who are your people? He answers with two words, Ivri Anochi. And that says everything. And if someone asked me, what's your profession? And if somebody asked you, what's your work? What do you do? How would we answer? How do we define ourselves? Are we primarily Ovdei Hashem and then after we're other things? Or are we primarily other things and then after we are Ovdei Hashem? Uru Yishenim Mishnasechem. And if you're sleeping, then wake up. The following story was told over in Bina in November 2015. Yael Mermerstein writes the following story, Bina 2015. Give me a couple minutes, please. This past Friday, I went to pay a shiva call to my neighbor, a friend who lost her father. He was only 64 years old. His passing was relatively sudden. I never met her family. I knew nothing about her father, other than he produced a wonderful daughter. The Shiva house was busy, but I was looking forward to learning a little bit about the Nifter. So after a little bit of conversation, I said to my friend, what did your father do? She looked at me and she said, what did he do? Oh, he woke up every night at 3 a.m. in order to get to the Kosa HaMaravi on time. He had a long list of people he needed to daven for. He didn't want to miss Vasikin at the Kotel. He would go down every morning, light a candle for departed souls. Then he would start with his tefillos. Every morning. He never missed a day other than Shabbos or Yom Tov. He davened Vasik in those days too, but not at the Kotel. For 35 years, he was at the Kotel for nights, rain or shine, sleet or snow, peaceful times, times of unrest. That's what he did. I couldn't help sharing my amazement with my family, writes Yael Mermerstein, when I came home. I asked my friend what her father did, and that's what she told me. I told my husband and children, can you imagine? Wow, said my husband, the funny thing is, he actually ran a store. Yes, said my daughter. He had a shoe store. And therein lay the irony. My friend's father passed away young. He had been a working man. He owned a shoe store. But when I asked her what her father did, she didn't answer about the shoe store. The shoe store was how he supported his family. But what did he do? This question had an entirely different answer. I can't help thinking about all the men and women, she writes, in the world who know exactly how to answer this question. What do you do? I'm an accountant, a nurse, a carpenter, a landscape artist. People have trouble looking beyond what they do in order to see who they really are. So the next time somebody asks me what I do, I'll probably tell her I'm an author. I might mention articles or books, whatever project I'm engaged in at the time, but maybe I'll think of something else. Maybe I'll think of an answer that gets closer to the core of who I am. Perhaps after reading this, you will consider this too. We see Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, and we began in the Rambam. And the Rambam says, if you're sleeping, this is the time to wake up. And we read Sefer Yonah, at Haftorah, at Mincha, when the sun is setting, and Yom Kippurim is almost over, and Hashem is about to say, Solachti Kidvarecha, mimicking the 40-day journey of Moshe Rabbeinu, atop Har Sinai, the original Yom Kippurim. And even if we've been asleep the whole year, Shana Shena, it's time to wake up. And even if the sun is about to go down, there's still time. And when you hear that shofar blast, that Tekiya Gedola, resolve that the new year will be a year of wakefulness, not of sleepiness. And we're not talking about physically, we're talking about spiritually. Where is the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Metzudas David says, Yonah thought he could run away. I said, okay, I'll shamayim ani yarei. And then Yonah says, Asher asa es hayam ve es hayabasha. I thought his word couldn't reach me. I thought he's not in Costco. And if I make a marking on the pillow, who will know? There's 25 other pillows and Costco lets you return everything anyway. So just put it back in the bin. Who cares? They're watching you, said Rabbi Yisrael Salantra. How could he take the hay? Who's watching me? It's not a fairy tale. Rav Salvechik tells over that vignette. You must be the exact same person in the belly of the ship as you are in dry land, in Costco, and when you're teaching a shiur. Because if there's a dichotomy, is that the right word? In my personality, and I'm not Tohu Kavaro, and who am I trying to impress? You on Zoom or the Ribono Shel Olam? Who is on the Yam and the Yabasha? And final lesson that we learned tonight, so lesson number one, I even have Roman numeral, well, you can't see my notes, but I have Roman numeral number one, two, three. One, wake up. Two, God is everywhere. And three, how do we define ourselves? Who are we? What do we do? Do we spend our time, like the Rambam says, with Hevel and Rik, Asher lo yo'il v'lo yatzio, the things that won't help us? Of course we have to make parnasa. Of course we have to be productive. Of course we are put here to work. La'avdu l'shama. But what do you do? Ma malachtecha. Me'eza amata. Ma artzecha. Ivri anochi. My essence is, I am a Hebrew. I am an Aver. B'nei Aver. Avram was the Ivri. I'm on one side of the world, and the whole world might be on the other. But I know who I serve. I know who I fear. I know who my God is. Everything else comes after that. I thank you all for learning with me very, very much during this three-part series. I thank Pamela and Ricky for putting this shiur series together. Thank you all for zooming in. I wish you a gemar v'chasima tova, a year of wakefulness and growth in your avodas Hashem. Yimale Hashem kol mishal es libcha natova. Amen v'amen. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol tov.